Good morning. 5:57 a.m. Yes, 5:57 a.m. Saturday, July the 8th, 2017. I got the metronome running to keep me on track this morning because I have to get back. I should be in plenty of time, but I have to be back to wake the kid. And I'm going to have an alarm go off at 6:30. Which will interrupt the podcast if I've dallied. That would have to be a hell of a dally. For this walk to run 32 minutes. But I wanted to get a good brisk walk in this morning before the sun got up, before the day get too heated. It's been beastly in the afternoons here. I just wanted to clear away the 7:30 time slot. I'm gonna drop her off at work, and then it's early yet in the season. But I'm thinking maybe I want to go see the farmer's market this morning. And I need to get some writing done today. I've been up since 4. After a couple of days of having my glucose running wild, it was back to where I needed to be this morning. And it feels good to be hiking along briskly. I wore my fleece this morning, but honestly, I didn't need it. It was a little cool when I started, but the sun is not really up. I mean, it's up. There's been a sunrise. It's over there behind the clouds. There's a pretty solid cloud deck off to the east, and I'm walking in the shady neighborhood, so I'm not even seeing sun on the tips of the trees. So there's not a lot of extra heat this morning. Just what I'm generating. flock of chickadees up in that tree having a gab fest. So yeah. Again, I don't have a lot to talk about. I'm not reading very much. I'm not playing in the public sphere very much these days. It's a bit difficult. I did sign up for the Dog Days of Podcasting, committing to do a podcast a day for the month of August. We'll see if I can make it. I've done dog days in the past and had to miss a day here or there. Let's see if I can do it this year. I've got the metronome, I think I mentioned that, but it's difficult to talk and keep the rhythm with the metronome. I'm not exactly sure why. I think because while I'm talking, I'm not listening. If I don't hit it every time, it doesn't really matter, because it does keep me moving. It does remind me that I'm supposed to be doing two steps a second. So if my feet aren't hitting the pavement with a tick, then I need to speed up or skip a step or make an adjustment to get back to it. Oh, it is a glorious morning. It is. There's a big gap between cloud decks running north and south. There's a pretty solid cloud deck off to the east. There's another one off to the west. But in between, there's this long fjord, a river of blue sky. Say it with me, monk post. Ouch. Slap that one a little hard. Ow. Crap, I haven't done that for a while. But there's little islands of puffy clouds up there that the sun is picking off and making shine even brighter. It's quite lovely. Glimpse through the trees. Got birds singing. I got rabbits scampering. I pretty much got the road to myself this morning. I did see my friend Ron. He was out. Caught him at the end of his loop. It was two guys. I don't know what they were doing. They were walking along, chatting up a storm. A couple younger guys. Maybe high schools. So I did my walking meditation this morning. My natural pace was a little bit hurried, and I didn't stand around testing my weight, checking my balance. It was a kind of a hurry. Although I was also kind of silly, because I had plenty, and I mean plenty of time. I'm going to be back 10 minutes early. Easily. Yeah, it's only 6:10 now. I'm almost back. Another 7 minutes, 8 minutes maybe. That's okay. That's good. I'd rather be early than late, because it's a tight fit to get breakfast going, give her time to eat, before we have to get in the car and head over. It's not like it's a long way, but it's unpredictable, because there's one traffic light that one morning it ran 6 minutes long. I'm not exactly sure why. It's gotten better. I think they've done some tuning to it. street before this car gets here. Here comes the sun. It's burning through a crack in the clouds right at the moment. Looks cool. Long, long, long slanting rays shining across this field. It's interesting, the thistles are in a long line. There's a couple of patches elsewhere, but basically they're on a pretty straight line. Little patches of them. It's quite pretty. From right there, I thought I smelled somebody's coffee. I'm ready for coffee. I'm ready for another cup of coffee. This again, how odd. But here I am, out the back gate. Plenty of time. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.